So today, I'd like to share with you three things. Initially, it was two. Then what happened last week kind of happened. You know, I make my lectionary in the summer year before it comes. Meaning, I choose these scriptures last summer. And it has been modified about four or five times. Now, today I read this. This whole week I've been reading this particular New Testament. And I have to confess to you, yes, Sunday evening, Monday evening, yeah, my prayer was what? Lord, if it's possible, can you just take it away? You know, yes. Is it really not possible for you? And yes, also I have to confess that thoughts came into me saying, is it my fault? Is it mommy's fault? Whose fault is this? It came into me too. But I was spending two nights, so I spent 50 hours in the hospital without getting out of it. I heard a few messages, and I wasn't really sure this is really a bad thing for my child. If you were to ask me if I would recommend my childhood to any child in the world, I would not. Some of you may know that, sorry. But because of that, I am who I am. And probably because of this, my son will become somebody that he might not have become that way. So many things happen to us. Many things happen to us, good or bad, and we classify them with the judgment based upon what it is at the moment. But what we don't know is what this will cause in the future. That's in God's hand. So I was actually sharing with my wife, I can see there are two things already good. One, my boy was entering into puberty, and he was having emotional ups and downs, and he was having little trouble with mother. Appreciating mom was kind of in question. You know what right now happening? Mom's the one who calculates, measure, and give him those food. You know, does he have any complaint against mom right now? Nope. There is a deep thankfulness and appreciation. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, we don't actually know at the end of the life what we will say was really good and what we will say wasn't that good. Until we have lived it all, there's no way we can know that. So, anyway, kind of this one came right into my heart, and I struggled with it too. And the Lord hasn't answered either way that it could be cured or not. Just answer was that, how do you know this is really a bad thing? And with all due respect to my God that I believe, this could be a good thing for my child. Of course, there's a huge kind of stone in my heart. So my heart is a little heavier for that. But again, looking at the darker side only brings darkness. That's my belief. So trying to look at the brighter side. And because of that, or maybe my child is very strong, Roy is doing well. And he's taking it quite cool. So that's my first personal sharing attached to this New Testament. That was not exactly what I was going to say 2 weeks ago. But as you know, we don't know. And connecting to this journey of Jacob now, Jacob's having very interesting journey too, actually. You know, his life, he deceived his elder brother and his father to get the birthright and the firstborn blessing. But because of that, he's running away from home, empty-handed. Basically, he's walking about 500 miles all by himself. And he slept at the Bethel, and he had the dream of the letter. Now, he has arrived nearby the town. And see, isn't it interesting, though? He arrives at a well, and he meets Rachel. You know, Rachel is love of his life. Right? So he fell in love with her almost immediately. So what he's saying is that, so I want to marry Rachel, Uncle Laban. What do you want? And Laban says what? Well, if you work for me 7 years, I'll give you my daughter. So he worked 7 years. Right? And had a wedding banquet. And he went to his tent, believing the woman is Rachel. But in the morning, who was she? It was Leah. And he protests to his uncle, and uncle says, it is not our custom to give younger before older. So he's saying, if you promise me to work another 7 years, I'll give you Rachel to you. So he agrees. Yes. So it took him 14 years of work finally to marry Rachel. And right now, he's meeting her at this particular place at a well, and she is taking care of sheep. So, is this just a story? Well, one part, the first part of the sharing is that in life, there are so many unexpected turns. And actually, I was going to share with you that the blessing and the curse may come in different appearance. Something may come in the form of blessing, yet turns into be actually a curse. But something may come in a form of curse, but it turns into be a blessing. We don't know until we kind of reach to the point. And yet, at each moment, the choices we make is so important. Because in a way of saying, in our family already, a week ago is past. Today is present. Today, our son's healthy. Well, he had to take those needles and insulin, but he's healthy, he's smiling, he's playing. Should we focus on a week ago and bring all the sadness upon today? No, right? Or should we talk about 10 years from now that he may have a lot of trouble? No, see? That's the thing. Being present in a way is that being at that moment of reality and seeing what it is at the moment and making the choice that would make the best of that moment. And somehow Jacob shows those kind of nature or skill or even wisdom. Kind of practical in a way. But at here, he meets Rachel. So first lesson in this one is, if you desire something really bad, if you really want to accomplish something, it takes a long time to get it. It does. And against our spontaneous and instant culture we live in, we can't have what we want tomorrow. Like a lot of the younger generation, the game generation, there's something called a cheat code. If you use it, by one click, you can win the game. Or you can gain lots of experiences just kind of by using that cheat code. However, I have done it too. However, there's no satisfaction. at all. Isn't that interesting though? Because your mind already know. You haven't put the time and the effort. Therefore, the real satisfaction, inner satisfaction, is not there. So that's the dual side. To get something that's really good, something that really, really good for you, you have to spend really good amount of time and energy and life. Therefore, when you get it, there is a full and complete satisfaction. So in a way of saying, taking a longer time sometimes is a good thing. And going slower is better than going faster. Or even getting later is better sometimes than earlier. So that's the first lesson. The second lesson, the Swedenborg wants to explain that if I want to give you the full explanation, I actually need, as I was saying, a couple of hours. He put that much into this very, very short story that Jacob arrives and at the well, he meets Rachel. All this has certain spiritual symbolism kind of embedded into it. In a very simplistic way, you know, Jacob is from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. So Jacob is not just Jacob. The promise given to Isaac, Abraham, was that you will have descendant as many as stars in the sky, and your descendant will possess this land. And Abraham had how many sons? One. Two, but one for that reason. Right? And how many sons Isaac had? Two. But Jacob has the line because he took it. So still one son. So in this kind of trio, like first, second, third, so it's about, Swedenborg likes to do it as like kind of everything in this Trinity way besides the God. God's unity, but the rest of it is kind of Trinity. There is like intention and thought and action. So Abraham is kind of intention. So what's really in the deeper side? Or a desire. And Isaac is kind of thinking process. When you want something, when you desire something, you have to think about it. You have to measure it. You have to calculate it. You need to study about it or research about it. So how you know, figuring out how to get it. So Jacob is execution. The Jacob is the part that you actually get it. So to get it, to have it done, you need two parts working together. Leading is something that he goes with Rachel is good, love. You have to have this desire, love, or even hesitation when you are about to do something that is not good in a spiritual context. So in a positive side, you have a leading something. I want to do this for them, for her, for him, for my country, or for myself in a really good way. I need to do something good. Or there's a love, a deeper love that is coming out from your heart. Right? That is Rachel. So you have it first. But you cannot have that actualized until you pass Leah. Because Leah stands for now what is practically capable in the real world. Right? So you have your inner goodness, your love, your passion for something good. But how do you know that's going to be really good for that person? How do you know? You don't. So, that's Leah. But this inner, sometimes Rachel is, that's why I called inner desire, inner affection, interior affection for truth. And the truth is the well. The well, the source of water. So water symbolizes as truth in, I believe, many, many different cultures. Kind of universal symbolism. And well, as the source of the water, the truth, well actually symbolizes the word as the truth, God, creator. So just simplifying in a very brief way, this little story kind of describes our inner journey when we are kind of wandering in the world. Kind of we want something, but not particularly for something good or anything better. In a way, like in our life, right? We wonder, actually. I mean, what do we do, most of us? We go to school. At the school, what do you desire? You want to get A's and B's, right? You want to get B's and C's. So that's what we desire. And then after, you want to go to high school, you want to go to college, then what do you want? You want to get a job that pays better than less, right? And there's a career. So these all things could be considered as Jacob wandering, living for this world only. But in that pathway, you may stumble on something. Your God. That's Bethel. That's well here. So Bethel is like God kind of whispering to you. And a well is actually giving you a message. Kind of concrete message that you can actually hold on to. And this one comes with desire to live a different spiritual good life. That may not be aligned with your worldly life. There's acknowledgement. There's this inner perception that I need to do something for my spirit rather than my body only. I may have a life that is within that may not have connection to my physical life here. And you want to do something about that. Up to that is this story. And this inner perception, desire, is gift from God. So, what's our lesson today? Are you B, willing and ready to acknowledge and receive this message? Or are you just going to wander off? Funny thing is that, just taking the story, if Jacob passed by the well without saying anything to those people, he would not have met Rachel. He could have done that too. Right? So, two things that we can do in a practical way. And the Bible tells us many different lessons, but today, one is be mindful and attentive to what's happening to me at this moment, today, this week, this month, this year. Not last year, not next year. Be aware. And two, if you see a sign, engage. Engage. Because it is your spiritual journey. One rule that I am pretty sure is that God will never force any of us to go either good or evil. God's finger will not push us. More likely, God's in front of us like saying, come this way. If we sin, we go, it's our choice. If we stand still and saying like, I'm not sure, that's our choice. could say, you know what, I'm going to go this way. I don't like you. That's also our choice. One thing I see in Jacob is that when he sees those signs, he engaged. He moved forward. And he grasped the opportunity. That's kind of cunning but practical wisdom. When there's an opportunity, you have to what? Take it. And spiritual opportunity more than worldly opportunity. But I think it works the same. If you are aware of your life, what's around, what's moving in, what's moving out, what's going around you, you will be able to see that more clearly than when if you are just carried away or not paying attention. So in the entire Bible, one of the things that God really asks us to do is what? Beware, awake, listen. You know, it repeats many, many times. So may God bless you in this journey. And may God make your mind more clear or mindful so you can see the signs and follow and engage. Amen.